This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
All right, guys, it's time for hour three here on the Swain Event. Hour three is brought to you by and powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com, reinventing men's health. And Ben, we did not get a chance to get to your for what? Because Chris Lowe hogged all of hour two and didn't have enough time. Goodness gracious, he's walking around here like it's his birthday or something.
Shame on him.
So, Ben, what do you have for your for what?
Yeah, normally I'm okay if I don't get to my for what. Daring for what? Because usually it's something fairly silly. But this is a big news in sports. It is baseball, but the Red Sox have been warned by the Indians about the Astros attempting to steal science and information to the point where the Astros have they hired a guy and are placing him in the little media aspect of the dugout where they take cameras, or they have the cameras, they take pictures, and the dude is like taking pictures on his cell phone and sending it to the Astros so they know the sign. So it's like sparked this big investigation. Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports reported the story late last night. He said the Boston Red Sox were warned that a man credentialed by the Houston Astros might try to steal signs or information from their dugout after the Indians caught him taking pictures of their dugout with a cell phone camera during Game 3 of the American League Division Series. A photograph obtained by Yahoo Sports showed a man named Kyle McLaughlin aiming a cell phone in the Cleveland's dugout during the Indians' 11-3 loss that ended their season. McLaughlin was the same man caught taking pictures near the Red Sox dugout during Game 1 of the AL Championship Series, and he was removed by security in Cleveland and Boston. McLaughlin is not listed publicly as an Astros employee, but photographs on his Instagram account, which have been deleted, showed him wearing an Astros ID badge as he posed for a picture with the Astros owner. In another photo, McLaughlin is standing next to a private plane with logos for the Astros and two companies owned by Crane, Jim Crane, the Astros owner, and he was removed Houston Astros from his Twitter biography last night. So I know it's baseball, but that's a huge story just in the world of sports. You want to talk about cheating. I mean, just do it right in front of their face. Why don't you?
What about the Boston Red Sox pitcher, Matt Barnes, with the whole pine tar on his arm?
I saw you quote tweet that video.
Yeah, I saw the video where about 2 minutes long, and I think he had about three or four pitches. And after every time he got the ball back from the catcher, he's rubbing that forearm a little bit and rubs the ball a little bit. Didn't rub the other forearm.
Nope.
I'm surprised. Both teams cheating a little bit.
Yeah, and granted, one level of cheating is much higher than the other. But
absolutely.
And every pitcher has pine tar somewhere on their body. It's just some hide it better than others. And I'm surprised that Matt Barnes did not get caught by the umpires, because a couple of years ago, Michael Pineda, a pitcher for the Yankees, he's a African-American, and his skin is black as all get out, and he had pine tar to the point where you could tell it was brown. Like, you went too far, my brother. Like, you put far too much on to where the light was beaming down, and he had this big old brown spot on his arm. And
wait a minute. You look like, you know, Sammy Sosa of 2018 when you start the game, and you're looking like Sammy Sosa
playing in the mud afterwards.
10 years ago.
Yes.
You know, during the game. Wait a minute. You got pine tar all over your body, man. What are you doing out there, man?
Exactly.
Who are you fooling?
So I found this story intriguing, and just with today's technology, we talk about how college football coaches are so what's the word? So
paranoid.
Paranoid. You don't talk about paranoia. Baseball, with today's technology, stealing signs and whatnot, this is taking things to a whole another level and taking a book out of the St. Louis Cardinals cheating manual. So I found it an interesting story, and the Astros definitely get it for what? For
it's a huge story because of the where it's happening and when. I mean, it's the ALCS. I mean, that's huge. That's the second biggest stage in baseball, and that's not good.
Not great, Bob.
Good luck to the Astros. I couldn't happen to a better squad, truly a team that I want to see crumble from the foundation. So go right ahead and slam them, MLB.
Just please.
I'll be happy to see it.
Eliminate the Red Sox first, please.
Oh, man. I liked it for what. I think it was a good one, man. I don't mind a little playoff baseball. I like playoff.
That's a great
baseball.
For what.
And our friend Angela just sent in another for what. It's another ridiculous statistic from Tua Tagovailoa.
So I don't want
Tua has thrown 21 touchdowns on the season.
Yeah.
No. Did you see this? So
in the first and second quarter.
21 touchdowns responsible for in just first and second quarters on the season. Tennessee touchdowns scored in the entire season so far. 20.
I don't care. Ugh. I don't want to talk about that. Ugh. I don't care, man.
Ain't no problem.
I don't care. I'm going to pull a Jalen Ramsey. I don't know. No, I mean, whatever.
I can't stand Jalen Ramsey.
I don't know.
Go sit down somewhere.
Who's the worst?
I like Jalen Ramsey, man. I like the swag. And he backs it up most of the time. But when he didn't, he...
Dude ain't got no swag.
I bet you do like Jalen Ramsey and his swag.
He do have some swag, man. I like guys like...
Got that swag losing to the Titans four times in a row.
Jalen's a little sassy, but he's confident. And I think Jalen Ramsey's good for the NFL. You want everybody to be...
It's entertaining.
You want everybody to be in a box. You want everybody to walk. Walk the straight and narrow and never say anything mean to about the opponent. Whatever, man. It's football. I like it. One thing I do like, in addition to watching Jalen Ramsey play ball, is the West Bearden Basketball League. This is a league that is taking sign-ups right now. And it's a great way for your child to learn the fundamentals of basketball, play in a team environment, and learn the discipline. Learn how to lose and be able to go back and get better and play on a team. I think basketball is one of the greatest sports, greatest games on the planet. I grew up as a basketball fan, even more so than football, and I still like basketball more than football. And so being a father of a 10-year-old, we have our daughter signed up there at the West Bearden Basketball League, and we've been taking instructional lessons, and we are involved in the league, and we're going to play some games. This fall is going to be really, really fun, and they are makeup evals going on right now, and so you can come by or go by this week. Today, the makeups are from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and all you have to do is get on over there to the Knoxville Adaptive Education Center, which is on Kingston Pike, K-A-E-C. It's on Kingston Pike. You can go by there. You can call Robbie Hughley, who's the director of the league, at 865-258-3786, or go to the website at wbbleague.com. That's wbbleague.com. Go to their website. You can sign up there or find out more information. So a really, really awesome league that you can be a part of this fall for your children, girls or boys. So make sure that you go by there and get signed up and get involved there with their eval. It's makeups this week. So tomorrow's makeup is Friday, 5 and 6 year old boys and girls, 5 to 6 p.m. And then 7 to 8 year old boys is 6 to 7 p.m. And then Saturday also, you can get there in the morning and get information about the makeup eval. So again, Robert Hughley, West Bearden Basketball League, 865-258-3786. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Tennessee, Alabama this weekend. And
we're going to whip the Crimson Tide.
You know, I've been trying to be classy here. I've been trying not to be petty. But I think it would be hilarious if we heard a chant this weekend that went along the lines of "You stink, Lyle," or something like that. It stands. Something to remind.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, this idea.
Why not? You can't say the F word because
that's what will happen, though.
But this.
Well, I mean, that's what.
What happens, happens.
Hey, if he dies, he dies.
I think this is
like Rocky, man, whatever.
This is extremely fitting. So maybe Tennessee gets down in this game. And I think this chant here suggested by Dunval on the text box could be perfect. He said, I said it on Twitter. It would be nice to hear all 102,000 fans screaming the Nashville Predators goalie chant on Saturday at Butch. You go, Lyle, 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 yes. You suck. It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
That would be the greatest chant in the history of mankind.
That's one way to win on Saturday.
Yes. Tennessee would automatically get a W in the win column for that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, like, if you could hear it on TV, that would go viral.
Oh, 100%. Then,
yeah.
If we could get that all game long. I'm going to go down in the student section.
No,
like George Washington.
You failed last week.
Pow! How'd I fail last week?
You failed in
mission. With the toilet paper.
Yeah.
I don't care. My
Mission Impossible.
My clean rap sheet is more important.
You can't be James Bond, man. You would come back to headquarters and they would just shake their head. You failed the mission, man.
I walk down to the student section like James Washington crossing the river.
James Washington.
Wasn't it James Washington?
George Washington.
I kid you not. I'm reading about the Pittsburgh Steelers and James Washington, so that's why popped into my head.
Fine.
But like George.
James Washington
George,
and the apple tree. James Washington cherry, eating an apple before.
First of all, cherry tree.
Yeah.
Y'all need to go to some history classes.
Yep. The apple tree, the cherry tree. Yep. Yep, James Washington.
We don't have two master's degrees. You have to forgive us.
Yep. South Cackalack Evolve says, Swain, if life is b-ball so much, why are you always shutting down Tennessee basketball talk? Remind me when I've shut down Tennessee basketball talk.
You don't really shut it down. We don't. We haven't fleshed out the basketball team that much
yet. Show me one message or one email that we have gotten where we've talked Tennessee football and folks are like, hey, talk about Tennessee basketball instead of Tennessee football. Show me that message.
I think this week would apply to that theory. Maybe we should talk about Tennessee basketball.
When we get into, you know, basketball media day is today. And I believe, I think I saw Nate Rutherford, he said that Tennessee had been chosen to finish second in the SEC this season, a little bit different from being picked 13th last year.
I like BP 13th.
But that's something to talk about, but it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's all football right now until, I guess, basketball gets going, October 31st, I think, is their first exhibition.
So. Basketball gets going for Tennessee fans when the national championship game has concluded.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's the real truth.
Hey, I watch NBA more than I watch NFL. I don't talk about NBA on here because that's not what y'all want to talk about. That's not what y'all want to hear. I watch politics, too, but we don't talk about politics either. So, hey, if you want to talk Tennessee basketball, bring it up, and we'll talk more about Tennessee football. But we try to talk about what the Tennessee fans want to talk about most of the time, and that's been Tennessee football. I guarantee you if I go and ask Brent Hubbs, I go and ask Wes Rucker, the guys over there at 247, the guys over at Rivals, you, Charlie, whoever writes articles, RTI, and we go look at the numbers on Tennessee football articles and Tennessee basketball articles, there will be a huge gap.
You would be shocked by how right you are. Tennessee had its best basketball season in a decade last season, and the numbers, I mean, still, they don't even scratch the surface of what football does.
It is what it is.
Yep. Burp, 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 burp. What up?
It's some breaking news.
It's not really news. It's an achievement for Tennessee basketball. Not only have they been picked to finish second in the league, Grant Williams has been the media's choice for SEC Men's Basketball Player of the Year. And Admiral Schofield also received votes in the Player of the Year voting.
I think it will come down to, this is just an early prediction, Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, and Reed Travis at Kentucky. I think Reed Travis is going to be
He's going to be a problem.
Really good.
Grant Williams also named to first team All-SEC. Admiral Schofield, second team All-SEC. So, when's the last time, maybe Charlie's better versed in this than I am, just because he's been in Knoxville longer than I have, mm-hmm. as he established at the beginning of the show. But when was the last time Tennessee had this much recognition in the preseason?
Would have been probably 08, maybe, with when Bruce, you know, that team, I think, in the preseason, it might have been top 15, top 10. It got some serious.
Well, I'm talking about like years. When they had a player named the first team All-SEC, player named the second team All-SEC, player of the year.
I'd have to go back and probably like the 80s with Ernie and Bernie. I don't know, man. it's hard to say because, you know, those Bruce teams didn't really have like that dude except Chris Lofton. He was about the only one in all of Bruce's time. So
let's get to Vol Nation on the B-Drive Waterproof Hotline. Vol Nation, good morning.
Morning, family. How y'all doing, man?
That's good, man. You ready to break down some Tennessee basketball?
Hey, anytime.
Let's do it, man.
I was going to say that I wanted to hear, you know, I like a lot of sports, you know, football, basketball. I like some volleyball. I like some track and field. So, you know, anytime you want to throw out some Tennessee basketball or a little bit about Penny Hardaway and little Memphis basketball.
Stay off the weed, Vol Nation. We would not be talking about Penny Hardaway, Memphis basketball.
Hey, man, I was listening to you guys. A couple of things I wanted to talk about. But being a fan, you know, you talking about when you get started. You know, when I grew up, you know, of course, I think my dad told me I was a Miami Dolphin fan because I liked the little fish on the side of the helmet. You know, and that's what I kind of Larry Zonka and all they were playing back in the day. You know, that was way back. And then when I got a little older and started watching football and started kind of taking notice, I became a Raiders fan, you know, back in Jim Plunkett and Lyle Alzado and all them back in the day, and Cliff Branch and all them. But then when 1997 hit around and Tennessee finally got a football program, a football team, organization, I became a Titans fan. I just, you know, it's my home state, ride or die. That's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And so, but my kids, you know, they grew up Vol fans their whole life. You know, I start watching and paying attention during the Heath Shuler time and going into Peyton Manning and all that. But my kids, since they were born and they can start talking, they were singing Rocky Top. So all three of them bleed orange. And my wife being from the state of Alabama, family being down there, I had to get her converted. So, you know, that's just how it is in my household, man. But everybody bleeding orange, everybody singing Rocky Top, you know, everybody going in the right direction. Because they said it 80% of the time, 80 to 90% of the time, whatever the father is, the children and the family become. And so that's kind of how our house rolls. But also listening to you guys, I was talking about the football game coming up, expectations and all that. And, you know, biggest part, like you said, go out here, continue to get better against Alabama. Is there a shot? There's always a shot. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. But you're just trying to stay healthy, trying to get better and get ready for that back half, starting with South Carolina and moving forward, you know, because, you know, that 6-6-75 record is attainable. You know?
Yes.
But what I was looking at, I was reading an article, and one I was wondering, and it was, I think it was A1 or AI Sports or AI.com or whatever, but, you know, they were wondering if Tua was even going to play, which they say he's healthier, but, you know, he's got that knee issue, and how much do they really want to expose him to maybe getting hit in our game compared to, you know, finishing out with, I think they got some bigger games coming up on their mind or whatever as far as pertaining to their conference championship, getting ready to go to the SEC, you know, championship game or whatever. But anyway, whether we just get Jalen or whether we get Tua, which, you know, that's about a 20 or 24 point difference right there, pertaining to how the offense runs. And then the defense has been a little bit more suspect. It's, you know, the last 3 years has been like one of the top defenses, if not the top defense in the country. And this year, they've gone, and they're right now through five games, they're like number 43. And I Saban explains it away like, you know, hey, you know, in the fourth quarter, you know, we're losing or we're being outscored 28-17 in the fourth, which we're giving up probably 32% of their yards in that quarter alone. And so what I was hearing when he was stating that is that our experience and our depth is not maybe like it was in the past. And so I know he's trying to get kids to go out there and play and things of that nature, but, you know, when Alabama, it didn't matter with second string or third string, you know, it looked like the first string was always out there.
Nick Saban is so funny because the same thing that Nick Saban is responsible for, he will complain about to help his team stay focused because they are beating everyone so bad. Who do you think makes the decision to put and keep the foot on the gas or take it off in the fourth quarter? That's Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. If Nick Saban really wanted to, he could play – his team could play the same way in the fourth quarter like they did in the first quarter. They could put up probably 80, 90 points if they wanted to be honest, in the first couple games. But I think it's funny. I think it shows kind of the mastery of Nick Saban. The same thing that he's responsible for, he's going to try to complain about to make sure his team is focused, that he can find something negative to point at so they don't get comfortable.
That's it.
So it's funny, man, when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Cause I, you know,
dude,
I
put your starters back in.
And I was like, okay. But then I didn't know whether that, you know, I was something like, okay, if we can hang in there to the fourth quarter, will he put in his third or fourth string, or will he keep his starters out there? Because, you know, if our defense goes out there and, you know, like I said, I know that we're kind of outmanned because you got a whole bunch of dudes and a few dudes on our team. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, the big deal is going out there and competing. And if Pruitt doesn't know any other team, he knows this team.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to definitely keep Garantano upright. We want to keep him healthy. And my question is, you know, in the game, depending on how it goes, for us, would at some point in time, would you pull Garantano and put Keller out there in his place?
Heck yeah. The same reason why they would pull, you know, Tua Tagovailoa at some point if the game gets out of hand. The same reason why we should pull Jarrett. We have a lot to play for, differently than what Alabama has to play for, but they have a championship to play for. We have a bowl game to play for this year. That is what it is this year. Hopefully it won't be like that in the future where both teams will be playing for a championship and making decisions throughout the season for a run at a championship. But for us right now, it is what it is. We're making decisions for a run at a bowl game. And so if it gets out of hand, why keep Garantano out there? Why keep Tua Tagovailoa out there if the game is already decided? Go ahead and put Keller Christ in. Go ahead and put Jalen Hurts in and let other guys get some reps. So if it gets out of hand, I don't want to see Jared out there because I know if Jared does not play and gets hurt in this game, he's unable to play against South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Tennessee's not going to a bowl game. Jared is the best option to win. I've said it this summer. I've said it in September. And I'm saying it in October. And we have a little bit more evidence to back up what I've been saying because of the Auburn game. But Jared gives you the best chance to win. And you don't want to get him hurt, period.
That's what's up. Hey, man, well, I appreciate it, fellas, man. I'm excited to see what's going to happen this weekend. I want to see us compete, and I want to see how far we can go and how much we improve week in and week out because, like I said, the guys have bought in. You can see the defense, you know, and the offense, you know, excelling every week and getting more and more comfortable and confident in what their assignments are. And even, like I said, it was just very impressive to see the offensive line play a lot better, at least pass protection-wise, you know. The play against Alabama, that's like you said, big boy football. You're going to grow up real quick this week. And I just want to see us go out there and compete because I'm tired of seeing in the past couple of years, especially with the strength and conditioning, you know, a defensive end taking an offensive tackle and throwing him on the other side of the football field and going and getting that quarterback. I don't want to see that tomorrow or this weekend.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man, that was tough to watch. I remember that. Vol Nation, man, thanks. Thanks for the phone call.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you. I mean, I think that's what people are coming to this game to see. You know, of course, we want Tennessee to win. We expect Tennessee to go out there and play their best. And there may be some people who are calling upset, who legitimately feel like that Tennessee is going to win. That's fine. But I think you feel better about this week, and maybe you are excited about seeing Tennessee play this week because you want to see just how hard Tennessee is going to swing at Alabama. You want to see our players fight. Seeing our players fight last week in a win was awesome. Seeing our players fight against Georgia, even in a loss, was a very, very encouraging. And so I think people want to see that continued improvement, that growth, that chemistry improve on this football team offensively. I saw Marquez Callaway put out a tweet yesterday that says, "That's my quarterback, my in capitals." And we just haven't seen that around here in a while. I can't wait to see Juwan Jennings do the same thing. I can't wait to see other guys do the same thing, embracing the quarterback. Because Austin Price said it yesterday. Juwan was a dormant guy. And the relationship wasn't great between 15 and 2 last year. It wasn't. There was times when 15 wouldn't even go in practice when number 2 was throwing. It was like that. And to see Jared take over as the guy and have players around him, rally around him, it's been cool to see. And I look forward to seeing more of that this weekend as they face the best team in America. How much will this team come together? They will have to a lot to have a chance to keep it close in the fourth quarter against Alabama. Hour 3 continues after this.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK?
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy!
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time again in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to refi that tailgate and the truck it's attached to. With a refinanced auto loan with Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got Debt promotion, they'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and spread the word. Say it with me. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10.
ATFCU is an equal housing lender.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com, a new approach to men's wellness. The medical providers at Low T are reinventing men's healthcare by working to prevent, slow, or eliminate serious health issues. How? We address the underlying causes of the declining your health to help you become the best version of yourself. You can feel better. Your lack of energy could be caused by low T, sleep apnea, severe allergies, or low thyroid. And Low T Center is now expanding their services to address those issues. Their website, lowtcenter.com. They have a location here in Knoxville. Their telephone number is 865-392-1388. So get on over there, Ben. Stop putting it off. Stop wondering, you know, why you don't have the energy. The energy drinks are not going to help. It is something deeper, and let Low T Center fix that for you and get you on the path to feeling like you did 10, 15, 5, 3 months ago, whatever long it was ago that you felt normal. Low T can help you get there. 865-255-03, B-Drive, waterproofing hotlines. Take a look at the text box. Ken says, I love Grant, but what the heck? Admiral is a far better, more athletic, more consistent player than Grant. Well, what am I missing? Admiral will play in the NBA, and Grant's going to have to go to Turkey or China to play professionally.
I think Ken is right. But at the same time, Admiral didn't really come into his own until the final stretch of last season. And I think the media is still coming into what Admiral really is. I think Admiral is going to come out and torch the league this year, and they're going to find that out. But as of right now, he really only played at that really phenomenal level in the final, 10 games of the year?
10 games? Probably. I think he played a little bit.
Maybe a little bit more than that.
I think Jordan Bone played really well in the last 10 games of the year. I think Admiral played better, played really well like half of the season.
Okay, so the final half of the season. But it's still where Grant has been playing at this level for 2 full years now. And so, you know, it's just the media working with what they know. But Grant is very good. He needs to work on his consistency. Ken is right there. And I think he will, but I genuinely, my prediction for SEC Player of the Year would be Admiral Schofield. I think that dude is working hard this offseason. I think he's going to bring it.
I don't want it to sound like you're putting down one player to raise up another player. I've never been a fan of that. But I don't think Ken is off base here. I think Admiral will have the better season between the two. I think Admiral's game translates to the NBA more so maybe than Grant's because of Admiral's ability to make the outside jumper, and he's versatile and he's athletic, and may be able to defend some of those small forwards in the NBA. Gonna be tough, but I think he has a better opportunity of doing that than Grant, but Admiral can guard multiple positions. He can shoot the three. He can rebound. He is the emotional leader of this basketball team. Goodness gracious, of this basketball team. I think it's Admiral's show. I think he will be the SEC Player of the Year. I'll be surprised if he's not. Everything is set up for him to be. But that's a hell of a 1-2 combination. And then you add in Lamonte Turner, you add in Jordan Bone, who I think will be one of the best point guards in the country, definitely in the SEC. And old Fran was on campus, and he saw Jordan Bone in action, and he has some high expectations for Jordan Bone. I think he tweeted out, I don't think Bone understands how good he really is or can be. DR Vall says, did Chris Lawson ever get a shot at the NBA? Seems to be balling overseas. Never hear of him working out for a team. No. And I asked Chris Lofton this, you know, when we talk, he loves to hear and learn about playing football at this level and playing wide receiver, but I always like to hear his story and SEC basketball. And I asked him, I was like, man, dude, what's so different about you and J.J. Redick? Because when you guys are in college, y'all were the two best shooters in college basketball. And he said, well, J.J. Redick is all of, I want to say, 6'4".
Something like that.
Yeah, 6'4". J.J. Redick, 6'4". Chris Lofton, 6'1", 6 foot. And that's the reason. That is the reason. J.J. Redick is a little bit more athletic defensively, holds his own probably a little bit more too. So that comes from Chris Lofton. And that's why. Chris Lofton has made a really great career of playing overseas. Smart with his money. They don't tax you over there. And I think Chris Lofton may have another year or so left in the tank. And if you heard Swain Event Plus, Chris Lofton conversation, there's a chance he may jump into coaching. I know one thing, he will have a spot on Bruce Pearl's staff. We got to make sure that that does not happen. And he's on Rick Barnes' staff next year because Chris Lofton will be, I think, on a college basketball staff when he finishes up playing. The question is, when will that happen?
Yeah, he told us on the Swain Event Plus interview very specifically that's what he wants to do in the future after basketball finally passes him by. And so I'm excited. I feel exactly like you. Do not let him go anywhere other than Tennessee.
Yeah.
Got to have him in the family.
Rilla Man says, I think Vol Nation was referencing Alabama's T. Williams launching Chance Hall into our quarterback. That had to hurt his pride a little bit. I was thinking about, I think it was last year when Williams did that to Marcus Tatum. I thought it was Marcus Tatum and not Chance Hall. Chance Hall didn't play a lot last year because of injury. So I was thinking that was Marcus Tatum.
Which play?
The play where Alabama's edge rusher, took our tackle and kind of threw him out one hand.
Wasn't that Tim Williams on Drew Richmond?
I thought it was.
It was either Drew Richmond or Marcus Tatum. Because I remember Cole Kubrick tweeting out the video.
Oh yeah.
Of it.
I thought it was Marcus Tatum.
I'm 99.9% sure it was Tim Williams.
It was definitely Tim Williams.
Who now plays? Let's see.
It was Tim Williams. And according to KnoxNews.com, when I Googled Tim Williams and Marcus Tatum, it has headlines. Tennessee Vols offensive lineman Marcus Tatum got trial by Alabama Fire. And I think there's a video showing that play. But it happens, man. I got a little trial by fire going up against Carlos Rogers and some of these NFL first-round DBs early in my career. It just happens. And I think that happened for Marcus Tatum. So we can't allow that to happen. We can't be getting thrown around like rat dogs. That cannot be.
No.
A thing. And Tim Williams was, I think, a second-round pick in the NFL.
I want to say second round to the Ravens because the Ravens took Hayden Hurst, the tight end, out of South Carolina in the first round. Unless they had two first-round picks, I believe he was second-round
pick. Yeah, Ravens had two first-round picks. They got Hayden Hurst and they got Lamar Jackson.
And then they took Tim Williams in the second round.
So, I mean, you're going up against the NFL caliber player, Marcus Tatum, and he was brought in as an undersized offensive lineman. They're trying to build him up.
Third round.
That's just not fair, man. That's a mismatch. You know, a player just getting used to playing a line who's undersized, who wasn't really supposed to play, but because of injuries was kind of forced to play. Going up against Tim Williams, that's a mismatch. And so, yeah, that did happen last year. I don't really need to see that this year. Should not happen at all. This year.
Quite frankly, hopefully Marcus Tatum isn't playing on Saturday. If Marcus Tatum is playing, it's in the fourth quarter of a blowout or an injury to Trey Smith or Drew Richmond.
Yeah, Marcus is still – he's still developing.
He's got long arms, but that body mass isn't the greatest.
Yeah, he's still developing. I think Kurt Fitzgerald and our nutrition team will do a good job with – Tatum, physically getting him ready to play, it's going to be mental for him.
Yeah.
It's going to be mental because you're going to get more help coming in.
Right.
You got several guys who are committed, highly rated players coming in who will physically be ready to play more than Marcus Tatum was physically ready to play when he came in. So that's going to be mental. Hopefully he battles and gets opportunity to play next year.
Yeah. I was just going to, because you brought up Craig Fitzgerald, that video that Tennessee put out of Craig Fitzgerald waking up Vol Nation Saturday morning before the Auburn game. Did y'all catch that video?
I did not.
Nope.
Okay, well, when we go to break here in 3 or 4 minutes, I'm going to have y'all watch it and see if you want to run through a brick wall the way I did after you watched that video. It was him in the weight room. He answers his phone. It's like they're acting like he slept on the weight bench overnight.
Yeah.
And then he answers the phone. And I saw early
in the year. Was it the same video or a different one?
Similar.
Okay.
But it's like, wake up, Vol Nation, it's game day.
Yeah.
And it's like all the coaching staff like just losing, or the strength staff losing their mind in the weight room, telling Vol Nation to wake up.
Them dudes crazy, man.
His general aura just seems like he would make you want to run through a brick wall. His Like
he's got the mustache gone.
Oh yeah, I mean he just as a general person, his just kind of his whole deal is just like. Like I imagine he just kind of makes that sound all throughout the day.
And that's exactly what Tennessee needs.
Absolutely.
If your strength coach does not have a raspy voice who looks like a club bouncer, you have the wrong strength coach.
Correct. I mean, you see Oregon strength coach with the the funky mustache. He's an Alabama prospect. You have a guy. What's Scott Cochran at Alabama? You see him going crazy on the sideline.
Ohio State's strength
Georgia.
Coach. Yeah, there's a look.
You need a lunatic, quite frankly.
There's a look that you got to have to be a strength coach. Now, Johnny Long was different. Johnny Long had some swag. He was, you know, he wasn't ripped up and big like that. But Johnny Long also learned under John Stuckey, one of the best ever, and did a lot of what he did. So Johnny Long is different. But you got to have a strength coach that looks the part and sounds the part. Got to be raspy. A strength coach.
Here, I can play a little bit of it. Since this phone ringing on the weight bench.
Okay.
It's game day.
I got to call Ball Nation.
Game day.
It's game day. Ball Nation.
I'm so glad we won.
And then they're just losing their mind.
I'm so glad we won, man, because it would have been really hard to put out those hype videos from VFL fans and Tennessee football while you're losing. It's hard.
I mean, they probably wouldn't have.
I mean, it's hard, man. It's hard to do it. But I love the video they put out from the Auburn game, the Auburn win, because it has Pruitt talking in the locker room, and it has the highlights on top of it. A really great, great highlight film. We got an email. What are some Alabama weaknesses that we can exploit in order to get this game to the fourth quarter?
Their secondary is not as good as they would probably hope it would be. That's something.
They are playing true freshman corners. It's kind of the same way that we are playing true freshman corners. Alabama is playing true freshman corners. Now, Patrick Surtain, Jr., son of longtime Miami Dolphin, Patrick Surtain, you know, he starts there for Alabama, number two, and he's going to be a good player. But right now, he is he's a freshman, so he's in there. I don't know if Josh Jobe is playing a lot, and he's a true freshman, but you know, Trayvon Diggs is a junior. They don't have the same cornerback play as they had in years past. Now they make up for it because on offense they're more dynamic than ever, but. Yeah, that's how you get this game into the fourth quarter is you got to make plays down the football field. When Ole Miss beat Alabama in 14 and 15, you go look at those stats, those individual stats. You will see Ole Miss wide receivers with a great reception average, meaning they had some big plays. You can't have a receiver with three catches for 28 yards. That ain't gonna work. If you're going to upset Alabama or push Alabama, you got to have some receivers with at least some 20 yards per catch type of average, because that will mean that you've gotten some big plays in a passing game. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take more of Josh Palmer, Callaway, Juwan Jennings catching those 50-50 balls. And I'm all for throwing them. Nothing changes, I don't think. The game plan should stay the same. I know Nick Saban's going to make some adjustments. I remember when Lane Kiffin went down to Alabama in 2009, and before that, Lane Kiffin had found out that Jonathan Crompton throws better on the run. He lost that game early against UCLA, and you realize that, okay, here's a strength of Jonathan Crompton, throwing the ball on the run. So we started rolling Crompton out, and he was very accurate. Well, Nick Saban made an adjustment. I remember that year. He started bringing edge pressure in that game. He brought edge pressure to force Crompton to throw it from the pocket. I remember that adjustment. And so what type of adjustment would Nick Saban make to try to stop some of the success that Tennessee had against Auburn? Will they put a safety over the top of Callaway? When you look at the numbers, Jared loves Callaway. Do they guess and put a second guy on Jennings on third down? There's going to be some adjustments. How will Tyson Helton adjust? How will he play chess in this football game is the question. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
865-255-0305 B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Last segment of the show. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Charlie Burris and Benjamin McKee. Did your mom call you Benjamin?
Only when I was in trouble. She actually never called me Benjamin. When I got in trouble, my dad was the one who would call me. Actually, no, neither one of them really called me Benjamin, unless it was like something like you just did and kind of just
joke around.
Yeah, just joking around. Now, my dad would call me Ben Tom sometimes because my middle name's Thomas, so just like shorten both of Ben Tom.
Got it. Ben Tom.
I like Benjamin. That's what I prefer. Benjamin.
Or Steph Curry Jr.
No, I'm Steph Curry Sr. Steph takes after me. I don't take after him.
Oh, man. You're funny. All right. So today's Sutherland Specialty Sliders, which is today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue. Check this out. So there's a group of sliders that have hit the scene at Dead End Barbecue. You have the Rebel Slider, and this is a beef patty with smoked cheddar, Dead End red sauce, onion straws, and chipotle mayo. That's the Rebel Slider. You have a Tender Slider, which is fried chicken tender with smoked cheddar, hot honey sauce, lettuce, tomato, ranch on top. You have a Brisket Horseradish Slider, which is the sliced brisket with creamy horseradish and pickled red onions. And then you have the Dead End Cuban Slider, pulled pork, smoked sausage, Monterey Jack cheese, beer mustard, and garnish with dill pickles. And then last but not least, the BBLT Slider. Sliced bologna, bacon, lettuce, tomato, chipotle mayo. This is their group of five Sutherland Specialty Sliders that are part of the special today, Wednesday, October the 17th at Dead End Barbecue.
So you get all five. You don't pick one of the five.
Well, you can pick how many you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But the special is you can pick two and then one side. That's the special. But if you want to add on to it, you can.
Okay. They
serve and sell the sliders separately.
I don't know how I would make a decision.
All five.
Not fair enough.
Slider flight. Give me a flight. Give me a flight of Dead End sliders.
Give me everything.
That's what I would do. To try it out first and kind of see what your go-to sliders are. But I think they should have a slider flight.
That would be cool. That's an interesting concept, like beer.
Yeah.
Like a beer flight.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. I think I'll
Yeah, I mean, you know the owner. Yeah.
I mean,
Get in there and give him help his business out. That's what we're here for.
I mean, let's do it. Let's do a slider flight.
What's a slider flight? That's probably a stupid question. I probably already know the answer.
Have you ever had a flight of beer?
No, he hasn't.
No, I don't drink.
He hasn't started living life yet.
Go to any good beer establishment in this town and ask them for a flight of beer, and they will give you
test tasting
anywhere from like four to six beers of just different ones that you can taste.
Oh, it's like the
little tiny cups.
At some restaurants, they come around with a little flight of desserts afterwards. And,
sure.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a small version of a couple different things at once.
That makes sense.
It's a flight. Yeah, so like a beer flight will be maybe some dark beers and light beers and IPAs and strong beers and weak beers and all that, you know, all of it in one. You get to taste a little bit of it at the same time. And then in this case, a slider flight would be all of the sliders I just mentioned on one plate.
I like it.
I think that would be great.
You were referring to. I just didn't know that. I'd never seen a name for it.
Nice attempt at a save right there. Hey, it's all good, man. All good. All right, let's take a look at Facebook Live and see who is kicking up dust over there. And also take a look at the text box this morning and see what's going on here. DR Voss said it happened to Ryan Johnson last week, too, thinking the fourth quarter. I think maybe getting manhandled there by a defender. Ryan says it might have happened to both guys, honestly. We were talking about
the
Alabama edge rusher. It was definitely Tim Williams.
It was
Tim Williams, man. It looked rough. Let's see. Jeremy from Monterey says, I think preseason for the 98-99 basketball season, they were ranked top five. Last time I remember, this much hype didn't live up to it then either. And East Tennessee Vols says, here's an idea for a chant. Vols are orange. Pruitt has heart. Bama better not listen to Lyle's chart. GBO. I like it.
Perfect.
VFL 92, which coach did Bear Bryant never beat as a head coach? He has only tied him in 7 meetings against one another. Well, that is General Robert Neyland right there, who Bear Bryant said he learned everything from. Called him a better coach. Zell here says Tennessee by 50, but if Bama wins, the stupid fans are going to fill up social media with Lyle smoking a cigar. That will be just nasty. Honestly, it would be kind of embarrassing if Alabama puts out Lyle smoking a cigar.
I think you're talking about Alabama's fans.
It would be embarrassing.
It would. Because the reason
I would not feel bad if Lyle smoking a cigar.
No.
He's jumping on a bandwagon.
Yeah, and there's absolutely no way Alabama's official Twitter account would tweet out a picture of Butch Jones.
We know why Butch is there. It's because his agent called in a favor to Nick Saban. He's like, come on, man.
Can you babysit for a year?
Please. Come on, my client. No one wants him.
Literally.
Please, can you just let him just hang around a little bit so he can learn a little bit about being a coach?
His other option is high school receiver coach.
I would not feel bad about Bush smoking a cigar if Alabama wins. It wouldn't bother me one bit. It's not like Alabama brought Butch in to be a real coach. They didn't. Dunval said it on Twitter. It would be nice to hear 102,000 fans screaming the Nashville Preds goalie chant. I think, Charlie, you brought that up earlier.
Needs to happen.
We did, Susie Bell, I think we did talk a little bit about Tyson Helton yesterday, the difference between him in the box and him on the sideline. I think he has a better feel. I think he get a chance to look into the eyes of his players and kind of see what they're made of and how ready they are for the moment. If you looked in number 15's eyes, you knew that he was ready to go, and you made it a point to get him the ball on third down or any down because you knew he was ready to play. So I think Tyson Helton, and Pruitt said it, is going to be on the sideline for the remaining of the season, and that seems to be a better look for Tennessee's offense. Got about 45 seconds left in today's show. Any overall thoughts, gentlemen, before we wrap up today? Charlie? Ben?
Screw Alabama. To hell with them. I don't give a damn about the state.
All right,
except shout out to Huntsville, my fiance.
I will second that sentiment. And Tennessee basketball better live up to all this hype. That's all I know. I'm excited about the season. Let's get it.
How do you live up to the hype? What's living up to the hype?
Finishing.
You got to at least finish second in the SEC, and you got to have Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield be SEC Player of the Year.
And make it to the Elite Eight.
Yep. Let's go. October 31st, baby.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. That's our time for today. For Ben McKee and Charlie Burris, from Jason Swain, hope you have a great day. Friday will be Alumni Hall giving out some gift cards, so make sure that you stay locked into the Swain Event, and we will give you more information about our remote Alumni Hall and how you can win. Have a great Wednesday. Peace and love. We're out.